You're listening to SBS News.
Zoo doesn't want to reveal her real name, even though she's living oceans away from her birth country. Despite being in her new home of Melbourne, she says she's felt the long arm of the Chinese Communist Party reaching out to her. In videos recorded by Zoo and seen by SBS News, Chinese police can be seen interrogating her about her online activities via Chinese messaging service WeChat.
At the end of the April, the police contacted my parents and my dad go to the police station and they harass them and tell them about what I have done in Australia.
Zoo came to Australia on a working holiday visa last year. She says despite China's great firewall, she used an alternative internet pathway as a teenager to learn about aspects of China's history the government has censored, such as the Tiananmen Square massacre.
There's no truth in the Chinese media. The Great Wall and something make the, you know, the Big Brother makes the people afraid of telling the truth. So the truth is very important for me. It's just to speak out.
That desire led her to activism when she arrived in Australia. She set up a social media account which mocks Chinese President Xi Jinping, and she's organised rallies in support of Hong Kong protesters. Zhu's story is not uncommon. Foreign dissidents and ethnic minorities, such as Uyghurs who have fled overseas, have been the subject of intimidation by Chinese authorities. Sophie Richardson is the China director of Human Rights Watch.
The Chinese government is now extremely powerful and has devoted considerably more resources, we think, in recent years to tracking people, not just inside the country, but outside the country, and to keeping a very close eye on what they say and finding ways of silencing them.
Zhu says her father has been asked to go to the local police station every week from late April because of his daughter's activities overseas.
They don't support me. They feel very angry. And they said I'm brainwashed. And my dad also wants me to come back and turn myself in. He don't care about me if I will go back and I will be in the jail.
The Chinese embassy in Australia has been contacted for comment. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.